Are we on now?
Now we're on. Aravin made easy one. Aravin, easy one. Okay, here we go. Backup of Judaism 101. I don't even know if it's 101. Maybe it's 1001. It's the hardest, as Aravin is not easy. But there are four. Let's start. The Torah says you're not able to carry from Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hasharabim on Shabbos. We are going to define what Rosh Hashayachid means. Over the next few weeks, we'll define what Rosh Hasharabim means. So don't ask me that yet. You're not able to carry from Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hasharabim. The Pasuk says, Ve'ikaleya am mehavi, Pasuk in Beshalach, I believe, which there's the source of carrying from Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hasharabim. Doraisa. It's a Doraisa. Fine. We also know, arguably, Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, but likely Doraisa as well, is if you're in Rosh Hasharabim, whatever Rosh Hasharabim is, whatever we're not defining now, whatever Rosh Hasharabim is, you're not able to carry four amos in Rosh Hasharabim. So even if you started in Rosh Hasharabim, you pick something up, you're not able to walk with it four amos in Rosh Hasharabim, unless obviously there's this thing called an Erev, which we'll get to in a second. Fine. Background number two is that there are four Rishuyos. There are four types of areas. There's Rosh Hashayachid, we're not defining yet. Rosh Hasharabim, we're definitely not defining, not for the next few weeks. There are Rosh Hasharabim. Then there's something called a Karmelis, which is a Darabbanan thing. What that is, we'll define, but it's not a Rosh Hashayachid, it's not a Rosh Hasharabim. And then there's a place called a Makom Petor. Now, D'oraisa, you're allowed to carry from Rosh Hashayachid to a Karmelis, maybe from a Karmelis to Rosh Hasharabim as well, I believe. D'oraisa, you're allowed to carry. Practical purposes, Darabbanan, it's all Aser. So you're definitely from a Rosh Hashayachid to a Karmelis, Karmelis to Rosh Hasharabim to Karmelis, any of those three for sure, Darabbanan is Aser. So for practical purposes, it doesn't really make so much of a difference. I'm just giving you the background, whether something is a Karmelis or Rosh Hasharabim or Rosh Hashayachid, for our purposes, at least, doesn't seem to make such a difference. We'll see at the end of today, it may make a huge difference, but that simply put, it doesn't make any difference. Okay. Another point which, you know, should be clarified. This is like, I don't know, I made this mistake, I think, for 20 years. Rosh Hashayachid and Rosh Hasharabim have nothing to do with ownership. Don't think, when I think of Rosh Hashayachid and Rosh Hasharabim, you ask any Joe off the street, what's the difference between Rosh Hashayachid and Rosh Hasharabim? They'll tell you, well, Rosh Hashayachid is owned by one person, Rosh Hasharabim is owned by everyone. That's dead wrong for Aaron. That has nothing to do with ownership, so remove the word ownership from your head for the next few weeks. Ownership is not so relevant. That's not the main issue. It's not really relevant at all. Fine. Okay. So far, so good. Now, another background point. Everyone probably doesn't realize this as well. I didn't realize this again for many years. If I go from my house, let's say the best thing is the Schreier Apartments right here is the best example. You've got an up floor guy and a bottom floor guy. Let's assume you own the top and your friend owns the bottom. Forget about renting or anything. Let's say you own the top, your friend owns the bottom. Am I allowed to walk from the top apartment to the bottom apartment on Shabbos? I don't go outside. There's 2 feet of snow outside. I'm just going from my top to the bottom. Yes or no? You would think, why not? It's Rosh Hashayachid, whatever Rosh Hashayachid is. You everyone knows their own house is Rosh Hashayachid. They know his house is Rosh Hashayachid. You want to define Rosh Hashayachid? Fine. We can define Rosh Hashayachid. Rosh Hashayachid is a place which is enclosed by mechitzos, which is walls, where the mechitzos have to be 2 to 3 feet, berach, 2.5 to 3.5 feet. It's like 10 tvachim, so about 2.5 to 3.5 feet. Tall, fine. The top house has walls. The bottom house has walls. Everything is fine. Can I walk from the top to the bottom? Answer is no, Darabbanan. From a Daraisa level, yes, Darabbanan, no. Why? Because the rabbis made a gezerah, really the time of Shlomo HaMelech perhaps, that there was a gezerah that the rabbis made. Is he now able to walk even from a Rosh Hashayachid to a Rosh Hashayachid on Shabbos? It's a crazy gezerah. Why? Because maybe you'll come to walk outside to Rosh Hasharabim. So that's a chumrah of the century, of the whatever it is, of the 1,000 years, of a millennium. It's such a chumrah. So what do we do to get rid of that? We do something called an Erev Chatzeros, which means that every town, give or take, has this one person who's holding food, which is for everyone. Everyone combines in the town, so we all become like one house. Now that could only work If every area obviously is a Rishus Siyacha, that's doing it for my upstairs neighbor and my downstairs neighbor, you have an Erev Chatzeres. We'll talk about how Erev Chatzeres works many weeks from now, but that's the simple thing. So basically, every town, in order to have able to carry anywhere, in order to be able to carry out my front door, or even from the upstairs to the downstairs, has to have two things. Issue number one is it all has to be Rishus HaYachid. We need to make everything Rishus HaYachid. How are we going to do that? That will be the subject of the next few weeks as well. How do you do that? Fine. And once you make it all Rishus HaYachid, no one understands part two. Part two is someone's got to have what's called this Erev Chatzeres. There needs to be some bread box, you know, some box of matzahs in someone's house. I think it's Rabbi Steinberg in this neighborhood, who's holding a box of matzahs for the whole neighborhood. Yeah? All is good in the world of Torah at this point. Everything's very simple if you could just make a Rishus HaYachid. So if you just have a Rishus HaYachid, it's very easy. Matzahs are $7 a box. So you're fine. The square type, you know? So you're fine. So all you need to do is get to Rishus HaYachid, and then the second part is pretty easy to do. Fine. So now comes the last halacha for today, and then we'll zero in on one little point for 5 minutes. Okay. The last background halacha is there's a great thing called a Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach means you don't need walls all over the place to make a Rishus HaYachid, because all you need is two telephone poles going vertically and one thing on top going horizontally, which is the wire, right? The wire. And all is good in the world of Judaism, right? You have a town which is surrounded by telephone wires. Everything should be great. You have your Rishus, it becomes all of a sudden Rishus HaYachid. Because remember, how do you get a Rishus HaYachid? You have to have boards around the whole city. So comes along the halacha, Tzuras HaPesach is this great invention that takes care of our Rishus HaYachid. All you need is Tzuras HaPesach. Here comes the million-dollar problem. This is why Erevin is most complex, because of one halacha. And I chose to start off with it. I don't know if this is the right way to do it. This is an experiment. This is one halacha. Shulchan Aruch says something very simple. In Shin Samach Dalet, there's one line which kills all of halacha, right here. Rishus harabim atzma eina niteres ela bidalasos. Whoa. What that means is, 5 words, that's it. That means that if you have whatever a karmelis is called, the telephone wires work. If you have something which is a bona fide Rishus HaRabim, which I've been very careful not to define, because I can't do that in 10 minutes, I'll do that in the next 10 minutes, yeah? If you have something which is a bona fide Rishus HaRabim, then telephone wires do not work. You need doors, real doors, maybe doorknobs, around the city. What does that mean? Is that you need to have, assuming, let's say, the city already has two walls on one side. Let's say it's blocked off one area and blocked off one area, and cars go through the city from the other two sides. You can't put just a telephone wire on one side and a telephone wire on the other side. You need a door on each side. And it gets worse, says the Shulchan Aruch. Vehu shenin elos balayla. Those doors need to be closed at night. The second opinion says, oh, even if they're not actually closed, if they're able to be closed, that's sufficient. Says the Mishnah Berurah, another machlokes, well, do you need doors on both sides? You only need a door on one side and a telephone pole will suffice on the other side? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a machlokes. Again, we paskin l'chumra on everything. We paskin l'chumra, you need two doors on both sides of the town, one side and one side, and the doors need to be closed, presumably, every night. The Nesivas HaShabbos, we'll be quoting a lot, Rabbi Bloy, he wrote a great sefer called Nesivas HaShabbos, he was nifted in 2013, one of the Eda Charedis in Eretz Yisrael. He writes that there's a machlokas, the doors need to be open, closed every night. According to most poskim, yes. Some poskim say if the doors are closed at night once a week, maybe that's sufficient. I don't know, does Kew Garden Hills have doors closed on every side of Kew Garden Hills? No. So we better hope, what? We're not a Rishus HaRab. Okay? Every single town, the first question you ask when understanding do they have a kosher Erev is, do they have are they a Rishus HaRab? We're going to get to. So 1 second. One more point before we close it out here. So the next issue you need to realize, even if you have a door, you may also, by the way, need a Tzuras HaPesach. You may need a telephone pole over the door. Because if a door, you think about it, you could open up a door doesn't have to have a top. right? You could have just like a fence where you open the fence, it constitutes as a door, but there's no top piece. So keep in mind, the telephone pole at least has an advantage, it has two sides and it has a top. So keep in mind, even if you have a fence on one side of a town, you may need that top as well, when the Sivas Shabbos points out. The last issue is let's say you got a door. So I build a door to the town. I've got another door on the other side, all is good. Does the door need to be, and it's closed at night, does it need to be locked? Another tremendous issue. According to the Arch of Shabbos, he says none of the posts can talk about this. He doesn't know. Presumably, it does not need to be locked. And in fact, he quotes a kuntres called, I think, kuntres Delas Ha'ir, which is all about this topic, a whole pamphlet written in the late 1800s on this topic. And he seems to assume it doesn't have to be locked. However, the Nesiva Shabbos brings from the Abnei Nezer that it actually perhaps does need to be locked once in a while. What that once in a while is pretty tough. Which we're all, and last issue, let's say the government doesn't let you shut the door. So very good, you think you're such a balabas. You go build a door on each side of the city for your big Rishus Arabim, and you're going to make an Erevin Flatbush. Everything is going to be great. You have all your doors all surrounding Flatbush, and all of a sudden, you know, I don't know, the police, maybe they're shut down, so no one's stopping you now. But okay, the FBI comes, and they start, you can't put doors around Flatbush, so you have no permission to do it. Or even if there's a door, you can't close it and block a city off. So is that still considered as if it's able to be closed or closable? So perhaps it may be considered closable, but remember, we said you really need the doors to be closed. We'll end with this last statement. So now, why is this such a tremendous problem? If you stop and think about this, what this really means is that it's basically impossible to make a Rishus HaRabim have an Eruv. Because you really can't rely on telephone poles like many Eruvim do. Your only chance is to build doors. Because, no, we don't have doors around cities. Anything which is Rishus HaRabim can't have an Eruv. There is one leniency I want to end with, is that some will see how to define Rishus HaRabim. When defining a Rishus HaRabim, it may not be so clear how to define Rishus HaRabim. So when we get to Sveikos and things that are unclear by Rishus HaRabim, perhaps you could rely upon doors that are able to be closed, even if they're actually not closed at night. And you could say, well, look, since it's not really a Rishus HaRabim, according to all opinions, maybe you could rely that there's a door there, even if the door is not practically closed at night. For example, you got a fence at the end of a city, but the fence is never closed. It's just like there's some gate to a city. Perhaps you could rely upon that as well. Halacha l'maaseh, which is going to lead us to next week, is we need to define what a Rishus HaRabim is. Stay tuned. How do you define what a Rishus HaRabim is, which is going to have a tremendous nafkamina halacha.